Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel, and we will begin 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara digressed from Sugyas of Gitanosha to Taruvos, back to Gitanosha, and now Perek Gitanosha concludes with Sugyas of Eiver Menachai. So Eiver Menachai is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It's interesting, the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes, Hilchos Malachim, where he introduces the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzav Adam HaRishon. The contrary to conventional wisdom, Adam HaRishon was not given seven commandments. He was only given six commandments. Al Avodah Zarah, Val Birchas Hashem, Val Shvichas Domim, Val Gilui Arayos, Val HaGezel, Val Hadinim. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping, Hoysef l'Noyach, and then generations later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noyach a seventh mitzvah, Eiver Menachai. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ach basar benavshoi, domoy lo yisaychelu, nimtzu sheva mitzvah. So it's sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. It's not sheva mitzvahs of Adam HaRishon. Why? L'chura, Adam HaRishon was already commanded with the sheva mitzvah, says the Rambam. No, Adam HaRishon only had six mitzvahs. It was Noyach that received the seventh mitzvah. It's actually a Pasuk in the Torah. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Noach, like the Rambam quotes, Ach basa benafshay domo lo yisechelu, and Rashi over there in Chumash says, Osa lehem Eiver Menachai. Either way, on the topic of Eiver Menachai, a very intense stuff. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, it says in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, V'lo yisoichal hanefesh im abasar. That Eiver Menachai. What the Pasuk is coming to say is that if somebody eats Eiver Menachai, he's over a loisaseh. In other words, in addition to the pasuk in Parshas Noach, which is the pasuk of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, there's another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that was Liyisrael Nemra, where the Torah says that Lo Yisoichal HaNefesh HaBasar, and Lo Yisoichal HaNefesh HaBasar means Eiver Menachai. Now Rashi grapples a little bit. What do you see in this pasuk? Lo Yisoichal HaNefesh HaBasar, Pashup Shad, Eiver Menachai. So Rashi says that we view an Eiver as a Nefesh. Just like if somebody loses an Eiver, there's no way for that Eiver to regenerate. It's not going to come back. It's like the Nefesh, where if a person loses his Nefesh, then Tol Tchias HaMesim, it's not going to come back. Thus, Lo Yisoichal HaNefesh is referring to an Eiver, Zeh Eiver Menachai. U'basa basa d'shrei v'lo yisichelu, when it says in Parashas Mishpatim, U'basa basa d'shrei v'lo yisichelu, Zeh Basa Menachai. It's coming to teach me that in addition to the Isser Eiver Menachai, there's also an Isser of Basa Menachai. So Eiver Menachai is if somebody would eat one of the Eivarim of a live animal. Which means, by the way, that as long as the Eiver was detached from the animal while it was alive, even if afterwards the animal dies, even if afterwards the animal gets a proper shechita, it doesn't matter. Once the Eiver was detached from the animal when it was alive, that loch is he not allowed to eat the Eiver. That's Eiver Menachai. Basa Menachai is a kezayis basa. That's always the shir achila. So if a kezayis basa, not an Eiver, a kezayis basa of the animal was removed while the animal was alive, that too would be aser, and it's learned out from different psukim. Lo yisoichal hanefesh im abaser is Eiver Menachai, ubaser basod atrefa, lo yisoichelu is basa menachai. Rabbi Yechon continued, and he said, ubaser menatrefa, that pasuk, ubaser basod atrefa, lo yisoichelu, which was the theme of Perek Elu Trefas, is also a makar to another loisase, and that's the loisase of trefa. You're not allowed to eat an animal that's a trefa. What's a trefa? Yudchas trefois. Those are avois trefois. You have the 70 together with the toldos of the trefas. But the point is, Eiver Menachai is learned out from loisoich la'nefesh ma'basa, a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. Basar Menachai and basar trefa are both learned out from a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Ubasar basar the trefa loisachil. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita Rishon Ben Lachishav ma'loisoich la'nefesh ma'basar. The pasuk in Parashas Re'eh is the Eiver Menachai ubasar Menachai. We learn both Eiver Menachai and Basa Menachai from that pasuk. Ubasa basad the treifa lo yisaychelu. The pasuk of Parashas Mishpatim is that Basa Menachai treifa. That's only coming to teach me Basar Menachai treifa. Says the Gemara. Based on this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Again, what's the machloikis? Mashmo is darshim ikebe nayo. There's no machloikis in halacha per se. The machloikis is what the makar to the three lavin that we just discussed. Eiver Menachai, Basar Menachai, and Basar treifa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, lo yisoichal hanefesh im abasar is Eiver Menachai, ubasa basad the treifa is Basar Menachai, and basar treifa. According to Reish Lakish, lo yisoichal hanefesh ma'basar is Eiver Menachai and basar Menachai. Ubasa basar treifa is basar treifa. Says the Gemara that although at first glance it doesn't seem to be a nafkemina la'alacha, there really is. How so? Achal Eiver Menachai, ubasa Menachai. If somebody eats Eiver Menachai, and he ate basa Menachai, the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chayiv shtayim, he's going to get malchus times two because he was over two loisaseis, two separate shemois of lavin. He violated two psukim in the Torah. For Eiver Menachai, he violated loisaychla nefesh and abasar, and for basam and achai, he violated the basar b'sadah treifa. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, however, he's only going to get one malchus, ain't chayiv ala achas, because evam and achai and basam and achai are both learned out from the same pasuk. So if you were over one loisaseh, you're only going to get one malchus. Ach, basam and achai, basam and treifa. What would be if somebody ate basam and achai and basar treifa? The Rav Shimon ben Lakish chayiv shteim. According to Rav Lakish, you can be chayiv shteim because they're learned out from different sukkim. The Rav Yochanan, both of those lavin are learned out from basam basada treifa loisaychelu. Thus, this person was only over one lois. I say, enu chayiv ela achas. Ach, al evam and achai, basam and treifa. What if somebody ate evam and achai and basam and treifa? The Riakol chayiv shteim. According to everybody, he's going to get malchus twice. Why? Because everybody agrees that Evam and Achai is learned out from Loisaychla Nefesh and Ma'abasar. Everybody agrees that Basar Trefa is learned out from Basar Trefa Loisaychel. The Machlekes is Basar and Achai. But everybody agrees that those two Lavin are learned out from different Sukkim. Thus, everybody's going to agree. You're going to get Malkus twice. Read the Gemara of Rimin. Is this all true? Achal Evam and Achai Menach Trefa. If somebody eats Evam and Achai from an animal that was a Trefa, so the animal was a treifa, and he ate Avram min achai from that same animal. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he got malchus twice. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer eni chayiv alachas. You're only going to get malchus once. Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan nicha. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why you get malchus twice. You get malchus for Avram min achai. You get malchus for eating basar treifa. They're learned out from different sukkim. Avram min achai is learned out from loisaychal hanefesh im habasar. Basar treifa is learned out from a basar basar treifa loisaychelu, like we just said on the bottom of daf kuf beis amid beis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to get malchus twice. El Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kasha, but according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, why do you only get malchus once? Didn't we just say the divrei akol? In that case, even Reish Lakish agrees you are over two psukim. If you're over two psukim, you should get malchus twice. I'm Rabbi Yosef like kasha. Rabbi Yosef said it's not a steer in Reish Lakish. Kam b'behemah achas, kam b'shtei behemos, b'shtei behemos. The Gemara on kuf beis amid beis that says Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that you get malchus twice for eating treifa and for eating Eva Menachai. That's talking about where there were two behemoths. One behemoth was a treifa. You ate a kezayis basar of that behemoth. The other behemoth, you ripped off an Ever. You ate Eva Menachai. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because you're going to get malchus twice. Because everyone agrees that Eva Menachai and basar treifa learned out from different psukim. Bebehema achas pligi. However, bebehema achas, there is a machloikis. This machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where someone was ochel Eva Menachai and a treifa, there it's talking about where the animal that was a treifa was the animal from which you ripped off a limb and now eight. Thus, it's Evam and Achai and Shreifa in the same animal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you chayiv twice. According to Reish Lakish, you only can be chayiv once. I mean, Reish Lakish agrees it's two separate lavin. Thus, technically, you should be chayiv malchus twice. And if it's two animals, you would be chayiv malchus twice. It's only because it's one animal, there it's going to be a difference. Says the Gemara, behem achas, with my pligi. What's then the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, behem achas? New machloikis. It has nothing to do with the makar to the lavin. Because we says it relates to the makar to the lavin, everybody agrees it's two psukim. The machlekes was basam and achai, but evam and achai is for sure one pasuk, and basar treifa is for sure one pasuk. Thus, everybody agrees by two behemoths you get malchus twice. There's a new machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, by one behemoth. Says the Gemara, what's the machlekes? And the Gemara is going to give four suggestions, which are now going to take us back to some of the things that we saw in the previous daffin with regards to the sugyas of iser chalal iser. Because if you're discussing eating one kezayis basar and being over aver min hachai and basar treifa, that means both lavin are chal bivas achas on this same piece of meat, which is not so pashut, because at first glance, it's infringing upon a sugya arucha of issa chalalis. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, you know what's going on? You're going to need to find yitzias ruba. Hacha b'mayaskina, with the animal that was a treifa became a treifa as it was born. Meaning, as the animal was emerging from its mother's womb, it's precisely at that point that it became a treifa, which, as we saw in Eilu Treifas, is not something that's so loishchiach. But either way, it became a treifa as it was being born. Mar sovar, behema b'chayel, leivarim emedes. That a behema, while it's alive, is emedes leivarim. This is something that the Gemara discussed on Shabbos' daf, daf kuf beis. The soid of this shita is that the Isser Eva Menachai is chal while the animal is still alive. The question that the Gemara discussed was, is a live animal, a regular, live, healthy, gezinta animal, that animal, is there an Isser Eva Menachai chal on the Evarim at that point? Or the Isser Eva Menachai is not chal until the Ever is removed from the animal? That's when it's chal. Who cares when it's chal? It's negay the sugis of Issachal Alisser. But either way, so the Gemara had a machlokes. One man number says behema bichayel leivar meimedas, that a live animal, it's understood that a person may take the aver from the live animal and want to eat it. Thus, while the animal is alive and okay, and the avarim are attached to the animal, at that point there's already a chalois iser of aver menachai. The man that holds behema bechayel lav le'avarim emedes holds that the iser aver menachai is not chal until the aver is removed. So, what does it have to do with our sugya? He says the gemara of behema bechayel le'avarim emedes. If that's the case, the iser aver menachai is chal when, as soon as it's born. When was the iser treifa chal? Also, as soon as it was born. Because we made an oikimta in the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish kigoyin shenitra fa im yitzias ruba, that the animal became a treifa as it was born. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, is a treifa v'isa ever b'had yada d'kasu? This is a treifa and the isa ever are both happening at the same time. If they're both happening at the same time, there's no issue of ein isa chalalisa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. You're going to get malchus twice. Marsav Reish Lakish holds beim b'chayah lav leivar memedes. That when an animal is alive, it's lav leivar memedes. Meaning the isa ever menachay is not chal while the animal is intact. It's not chal until you remove the aver. If that's the case, the iser treifa was chal as soon as it was born. The iser aver menachai didn't happen until the aver was removed. At that point, it's ein iser chal aliser. So it's for that reason, Rish Lakish holds you're only going to get malchus once. So the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shalosh has nothing to do with the makar to the respectful of lavim is. Rather, the machlokes is a machlokes in aver menachai. Behemah bechayel leivar meimedes, or behemah bechayel lav leivar meimedes. When is this eva menachai chal? Is it chal while the animal is intact, or is it not chal until the eva is removed? Iba yisema. Another way to explain the machloek is kuli am bechayel lav leivar meimedes. Maybe everybody holds that the is eva menachai is not chal until the eva is removed. Ube meisi is there eva mechal is a treifa gamiflagi. And is a treifa for sure was chal as soon as the animal was born. If that's the case, you now want the is there eva to be chal on the is a treifa. And the machloek is whether that could happen. Marsava is the eva chal is a treifa. Could the Issa ever be chal on the Issa treifa, or can it not? Now, first glance, you're going to tell me, of course it can't. Ain't Issa chal al Issa. But we know Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we've seen this svara many times, that being that the Issa ever menachai is also asa leben noyach, we'll speak out some rate on that later, but being that the Issa ever menachai is also asa leben noyach, that is a svara to say that maybe it's a different type of Issa, and this kind of Issa maybe could be chal on a regular Issa. Thus, the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, was a machloikis in the sugyas of Isser chal al Isser, whether something that's asa leben noyach maybe defies the rules of ein isser chal al Isser, and it could be chal. The Iba Yosema, third way to learn the machlokes, kuli am bechayel leivar memedes. Maybe everybody holds that a behemah bechayel leivar memedes means that the isser eivah menachai is chal while the animal is still alive. Ukegoyin shenitfa le'achamikan. And the case is not where the animal became a treifa while it was born; it became a treifa later. Ube meisi isser treifa chal isser eivah gamiflagi, which means that for sure, as soon as the baby was born, this animal, it already had an isser eivah menachai. The isser treifa didn't happen until later. And the machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, is again an iser chalal iser machloikis, whether the iser treifa can be chalal iser eivah, masava asi b'chayel. Rabbi Yechon holds a kut, masava le'asi b'chayel. Reish Lakish holds a kent. Rava amar, Rava said a fourth teretz. We're going to talash mimeno eivah v'tarfabay. The case is where the way the animal became a treifa was by a person removing one of the eivah. Meaning the moment the eivah was removed, it was that in and of itself. Certain evarim are vital to the animal. Certain organs are vital. So it was gufa, the removing of the aver, that made the animal into a treif. Okay. Marsova behem b'chayel evarim eno imedes. That a behemo, while it's alive, is not oimedes le'evarim, which means there's no iser eva menachai until the eva is removed. If that's the case, iser eva v'iser treifa ba'adal dikasu. The iser eva and the iser treifa both were chal at the same time. Thus, there's no problem of iser chal alisu. Marsav be'evim b'chayel le'evarim emedes. Reish Lakish holds that the iser eva menachai, being that behemah b'chayel le'evar b'medes was chal as soon as the baby was born. V'loy osi iser treifa. The iser treifa didn't happen until you remove the aver. Thus, you have a problem of iser chal al iser, and that's why the iser treifa can't be chal on the iser aver. The bottom line is the Gemara brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If somebody eats an eva menachai of a treifa, whether you're going to get malchus once or malchus twice, Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv shtayim. You get malchus for eva menachai. You get malchus for treifa. Eva menachai is learned out from the pasuk of loyseichel nefesh ma'basa. Treifa is learned out from the pasuk of basa pasad the treifa leisachelu. Reish Lakish says, I agree. And that's why if it was two behemoths, you'd get malchus twice. But if it's one behemoth, you're only going to get malchus once. The Maik Pligi, what exactly is the machlokes? The Gemara had four biurim. Two of them were Eiver Menachai related. two of them were Isser Chal al Isser related. So it could be they're arguing in the sugyas of Eva Menachai, basic Havana of Eva Menachai, is Isser Eva Menachai Chal while the animal is still intact, or the Chalois Isser, it doesn't go into effect until the Eva is removed, or it could be it's an Isser Chal al Isser Machlekes, whether Isser Eva Menachai could be Chal Antrefa, what would be the Svara, because Isuroi, or whether the Isser Trefa could be Chal on the Isser Eva Menachai. What would be the Svara there? The Gemara didn't explain. We'll see that on the bottom of the Yom. Either way, the Gemara is going to go now, Me Inyan Le Inyan, Ba Oysa Inyan. Amar Abchia Barabba, and we're going to chazer over some of this Cheshbin that the Gemara just mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yechon. So Abchia Barabba said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Ochal Chelev Menachai Menachrefa. If somebody eats Chelev from a live animal, from a Trefa, so here you did three things wrong. You ate Chelev, and you ate from a treifa. Said Rabbi Yochanan, how many malchus do you get? You did three avers? Shtai. You get two malchus. Omali Rav Hami. So Rav Hami told Rabbi Chiya Barab of Lema Mar Shalosh. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have said two? L'chayra should be three. And then he continued and he said, Sha'ani Yom Shalosh. I hold three. It manami. Om Rabba Vo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Vo. Taka said, name Rabbi Yochanan. Och, Al-Chayla, Manachay, Manach, Treifa. Chayiv Shalosh. You're going to get three. In other words, it seems to be a machlekes. A machlekes in what Rabbi Yochanan held. But either way, a machlekes amayra'im. Rabbi Chiya Barabba on the one hand, Rav Ami and Rabba Vo on the other hand. If somebody eats chaylev, Menachay, Manach, Treifa. You have three surim. Chaylev, which is an Issacharis, which means it's also Malkus. You have Avram and Achai, which is for sure Malkus, and Trefa, which is Malkus. Do you get Malkus times two, or do you get Malkus times three? Says the Gemara, but my komiflagi, what's the machlaikis? Says the Gemara, the machlaikis is. Well done, Ashi. Kigo in Shinitra from Yitzias Ruba, where the animal became a trefa as it was born. Mando Mashalish, Mando that says three kosava, behemoth, bechaye levarim, oimedes. An animal while it's alive is oimedes levarim. That means the Isser Eva Menachai is chal while the animal is still alive. The Isser Chelev, the Isser Aver, the Isser Trefa, Bahadi Adadikasu. All three Isurim happen at the same time. The Isser Aver happens while it's born. The Isser Trefa happened while it was born. That was the Ikimta. That's what happened. The fact is it became a Trefa while it was born. And what about the Isser Chelev? So that's really Machloikis. When is Chelev Chal? Does a fetus have an Isser Chelev or not? So that's Machloikis Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. But according to the Shitas that hold that there is no Isser Chelev on a fetus, which is the Halacha, why would there be no Isser Chelev on a fetus? Because while the animal's a fetus, it would become kosher with the shechita and the mother. Kol asher bebehemot teichelo. So we're going with shechita Rabbi Yehuda, which is the halacha. That's where the Rambam paskins that a ben pakua doesn't require shechita. But so there's no Isser Chelev on a fetus. So when's Isser Chelev chal? When it's born. Isser Eva Menachai is chal when it's born, because behemot bechayel leivar meimedes. And Isser Trefa is chal when it's born. Really, it's chal whenever it becomes a trefa, but we're making an ikinta that it became a trefa while it was born. Thus, the mandama that says three, because all three were chal bevasachs. Mandama says two, because of a behem v'chayel labi var memedes. He held them a behem v'chayel labi var memedes. So it comes that isa chelav is a trefa ikka, because those two were chal as soon as the animal was born. Yeah, isa chelav, that's when it's always chal. Isa trefa, the cases where he became a trefa when it was born. Isa aver doesn't happen right away. Thus, there's no way for the Isser Eva to be chal. So again, what's then the machloikis? Whether behemah b'chayel levar memedes or behemah b'chayel lav levar memedes? This fundamental yesoidi question as it relates to the Isser of Eva Menachai. But you say, alternatively, a second shot, you can say, lav levar memedes. Maybe everybody holds an animal while it's alive is lav levar memedes. In other words, there is no Isser Eva Menachai until the Eva is detached. What then is the question? Two or three? Ube meisi Isser Eva, v'chayla Isser Chelev, v'yisser Trefa kamifligi. So the two are chal immediately. Chelev and Trefa happen right away. Chelev, that's always when it's chal, when it's born. Trefa, we're making it a kimta where it became a trefa while it was born. Now the question is Eva going to be chal? What's that tali? Masavar osi chayl. Masavar osi chayl. Why should it be chal? Shekeni suri l'benayach. Maybe that's the reason it should be chal. Why should it not be chal? Or you can say everybody holds that if that's the case, Isser Eva is chal right away. The case was not where it became a trefa while it was born, but it became a trefa later. Whether Isser Trefa can be chal on Isser Eva Menachai, meaning Eva Menachai and Chelov that you for sure have while it was born. Later it became a Trefa. Now the question is, could Isser Trefa be chal? Masava Asi Chayl. The Mandomar who said three holds it could be chal. Me did the Havi Chelov. Now in the previous Gemara we didn't have a Svara why Isser Trefa should be chal on Isser
Eva Menachai. Here the Gemara is going to say a svar. The svar is just like chelav. Right? You ever wonder why is there an issa nevel or an issa treif on chelav? Ein esachal alissa. An animal has an issa chelav as soon as it's born, according to Rav Meir, even when it's in its mother's womb. But for sure, when it's born, there's already an issa chelav. If that's the case, how does issa nevel and issa treva ever come about? The teretz is, you have to say, that's exactly like also, that issa nevel and issa treva somehow, in this instance, defy the rule of ein issa chal al issa, and it's chal an chelav. If it's chal an chelav, then it makes sense to say that maybe it should be chal an issa eva menachai as well. So the mandama that says that issa treifa is chal an issa eva menachai, what's the svara? We need to have ya chelav. Just like chelav, you find issa nevela and issa treifa. We need treifa. Issa treifa is chal an chelav. So too, issa treifa could be chal an eva menachai. Idoch, the other mandama holds a chelav with a chayef. You're right, it could be chal an chelav because chelav is a more Shvach Isser, thank you, because you find that Chelev is Hutta Michlali. Where's Chelev Hutta Michlali? A Chaya doesn't have an Isser Chelev. Aval Ever, the Loi Hutta Michlali. But as it relates to Ever, which is Loi Hutta Michlali, Loi, either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. So just to speak out one Ha'ara, we've had a recurring theme, and that is that even though Ein Isser Chalal Isser, it could be that the Isser Ever Menachai would be chal on an Isser. We saw it in the context of Isser Eva Menachai being chal on the Isser Gidanasha. We have it here in the context of Isser Eva Menachai being chal on Isser Trefa. Meaning, even though Ein Isser chal on Isser, maybe Eva Menachai is different. What's the svara that Eva Menachai should be different? Shekein Isur Eva Benoyach. As Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly Isur Eva Benoyach means? Tosfos, on the previous daf Kuf Pei Zaman Aleph says that all it means is that we know that one of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Issa Chal Al Isser is what's known as Issa Moisef. There's Issa Koilo, which we spoke a lot about, and there's Issa Moisef as well, meaning Ein Issa Chal Al Isser. But if the second Isser is adding more than the previous Isser, in that case, it could be you would say Issa Chal Al Isser. Says Tosfos that all the Gemara means when it keeps on repeating that Svaru, that something that's Yisur Le Benoyach, you say Issa Chal Al Isser, it's just because it's Issa Moisef. It's not such a big Kiddush. It's Issa Moisef. Why? Where's the Hosafa? Because a regular loisase, such as not to eat non-kosher, or Issa Treif, or Issa Gedanosho, that's only Asa Yisrael. It's only Asa to Jews. Bnei Noyach, Eina Yehudim, they're allowed to be over these Yisurim. Eva Menachai is also even the Bnei Noyach. So the fact that Issa Eva Menachai is being Moisef Isser to more people, to the Bnei Noyach, it just makes it an Issa Moisef. So it's not a new Svara, that's something that's Asa Bnei Noyach somehow defies Ein Issa Chal Al Isser. This is Ein Issa Chal Al Isser 101. One of the accepted exceptions to the rule of Issa Chal Al Isser is Issa Moisef. Tosfos says that something that's Asa Ben Noyach, such as Eva Menachai, is always going to be Issa Moisef. Because the first Issa was only impacting Jews, whereas the second Isser is impacting even non-Jews. Thus, it just incorporated about another 7 billion people, so it makes sense. It's a Moisef. Yeah. That's why that's going to be the halacha. Rashi, however, in the sugyas on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, Rashi said a different shot. Rashi says that the reason something that's Asala ben Noyach could be Chal al Isser is Shekein Isser Chomerhu, because the Isser is more Chomer. The Yesh Boi Koyach Lochal al Acherim. And something that's more chomer could be chal. And we saw that together. We saw that in the context of is gid hanasha of an oila or gid hanasha of a sher hanisko, where the Gemara said that even Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who doesn't hold of Issa Koil over the year, is going to hold Issa Chal Al Isser. What's the reason? Because oila is more chomer than gid hanasha. Sher hanisko is asim ana, as opposed to gid hanasha, which is only asim achila. So those isurim are more chomer. Something that's more chomer, the halacha is, you say Issa Chal Al Isser. Says Rashi that something that's asim benech is more chomer. I mean that it's more chomer, it's for that reason it could be chomer. That means Rashi sar chbir. Rashi didn't explain why something that's asal benayach should be more chomer. Why is it more chomer? Isser moisef, taisvis is pshat, that's pashat, it's moisef. It's more inclusive, it includes benayach, not only Yehudim. But Rashi's relating this svara to isser chomer, oila is more chomer than gedan asha, because oila is hektish, it involves mi'ilo, asham mi'ilo, this isser hana, there's a whole bunch of isurim when you're dealing with an oila. Surah Niskel is also Asa Bahana, but where exactly do you find that something that's Asa Ben Noyach should be more Chum? I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, in his Sefer on Chumash, Parshas Noyach, on the Pasuk of Eber Ben Achai, so he says a beautiful Pshat based on a Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph,
a marsha in the Chedushei Agadis, and Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas Vesachtes Brachas Daf Nun Vav Amidbeis.
And the Gemara is a well-known Gemara. Amar Abavol, La'olam ayatel Adam emi yaseir b'tech beisai. The person should be careful, and he shouldn't have a temper in his house. Sorry, Adam Gadol, hitel emi yaseir b'tech beisai, because it was an Adam Gadol who had a temper, and he instilled fear in the people in his family, and it led to something so terrible, it caused them to eat something bad, a davar gadol. Umane, who was this gadol? So Gemara tells us who it was. It was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was matal emi yaseir b'tech beisai, and apparently the family thought that if his food wasn't ready or it wasn't prepared properly, he would be very angry. And one time, they couldn't prepare it, and they just gave him something aser. It was a davar gadol, and it came about because they were afraid of him. So you see from here how chomer it is for a person not to be matal emi yaseir b'tech beisai. But the Gemara asks the immediate question, is it possible Chanina ben Gamliel ate a davar asa hash the behem? Tanshal tzadikim ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitavak al yadam. Tzadikim asmoi koshke HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the behem and shal tzadikim. So how is it possible this? The Gemara says, you're right. Elo bikshu l'achid l'davar gadol. They wanted to give a davar gadol. At the end of the day, it worked out. But the point is, it almost happened. If not for the shmira l'yoyna that Chanina ben Gamliel had, then he would have eaten this davar gadol. And for that reason, it's a problem. Says the Gemara, my davar gadol. What was this davar gadol? Eva Menachai. It was Eva Menachai. Zok the Marasha. Why is Eva Menachai referred to as a davar gadol? Niru. The karile davar gadol, the ein ben noyach nitztave al shum iser achila, rak al Eva Menachai. Says the Marasha in Chedushei Agadis. You know why it's called the davar gadol? Because the only macholas asurois that even a ben noyach has is Eva Menachai. And if this is the one type of macholas asurois that a ben noyach has, that means it's a davar gadol. So the Gemara referred to Eva Menachai as a davar gadol. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyonei Hashas has a beautiful pilpul. This is something that's worth revisiting at a different time. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel that he wants to be Moisef on the Marsha. He says, why would Eva Menachai be a davar gadol? The reason is we know by Ben Noyach as harasan zuhi misasan. So anytime a Ben Noyach is over one of the Sheva mitzvahs Ben Noyach, back in the day, so when it comes to a yid, sometimes it's a chiyav misa, sometimes it's karis, sometimes it's malkis, sometimes it's a slap on the wrist, makis mardis, right? Sometimes there's no iser at all. Sometimes koifan oisa, but there's a shulchan aruch about the punishment. By ben noyach, there's one punishment. As harasan zui misa, machalikis on the gemara, what the oynish misa is it tzayef? But the point is that by ben noyach it's always asarasan zui misasan. Says Rav Yosef Engel, and I quote: "V'yesh loymar gam king atam the nikra even menachai davar gadol the fi shu mizayim mitzvus bnei noyach da asarasan zui misasan b'mkein koyde matan toira haye nikra davar gadol before matan toira the sheva mitzvus were for sure a davar gadol because it was a chiv misa. So if there was a chiv misa, it definitely qualifies as a davar gadol. Okay, nehid b'matan toira chas rachmano leidi Yisrael. Even though after matan toira, Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanos on the yidin, the hikul oinsham. And he said that whereas previously you were chayv misa for doing this avera, now you're not going to be chayv misa anymore. Mikomoka in etzem ha iser loyhukal. It's just the rachmano who the chasoleo on the oinish. But as it relates to the Isser, it's still an Isser Misa. V'u adayin Isser Misa miyas. V'alkein adayin nikra davar gadol v'doy keitev. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, you want to know why Eva Menachai is called a davar gadol? It's called a davar gadol because azarasan zui misasan v'bnei nayach, which means that be'etzem, the cheftz of the Isser is an Isser Misa. It just so happens, HaKadosh Baruch had rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. You find this idea, rachmano hu dechasala. Shem had rachmanos on us and said that from now forward, you're not going to be chayiv misa anymore. But the iser is an iser misa. If it's an iser misa, it's a davar gadol. So said Rav David Yoel Weiss in the Gadol Chadashim, maybe that's the beer in Rashi. Rashi says that iser eva menachai is more chamer than eating non-kosher. It's more chamer than the iser treifa. It's more chamer than the leisaseh of gidan asher. Rashi didn't explain. Why is it more chomer? Says the Megadim Chadashim. Maybe it's more chomer because you see that Chazal referred to Eva Menachai as a davar gadol. Why is it a davar gadol? So the Marsha says a pshat. Rabbi Yosef Engel is moisef beer, but the point is it's an oynish misa. It's the one loisaseh of machalas asurais that even a benoyach has. The point is Chazal referred to it as a davar gadol in Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Maybe that's the beer. Why it would be considered a iser chomer with Naftumina's Lalacha in the Sugis over here in Perikid Anosha as it relates to Issachal Alis. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. This next Gemara is a classic. Yes, Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He related the following. He said, Boy Menei Rashim Ben Lakish Rabbi Yechanan. That I once heard, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish asked the following question to Rabbi Yechanan. Chilkoi Mebachutz Mao. What if somebody ate Eva Menachai. He ate a kazayas of Eva Menachai, but before he put it in his mouth, he cut it in half. He broke it into two, and then he ate it. And he broke it into two, mibachotz. Chutz meaning outside his mouth. So before he put it into his mouth, it was on the outside of his mouth, he brought, what's the halacha? Is he going to be chayev or is he not going to be chayev? Now he ate a bikdei achilas pras, he ate it in a very short, but he didn't eat it in one shot. He ate it in two shots. Amalei potter. He told him it's going to be potter. So you can't go vayta without saying Rashi. And this is a very important Rashi. We've spoken about this Rashi in the past, in the sugyas of Chatzishir. We're not going to go into it today. But just the Rashi. Mau, mi mitztarfi l'chiyuvei kichol shari surim. Do you say that even though you didn't eat the whole kazayis in one shot, still you're going to be chayev? The kaim of London mitztarfish yirai l'chatzom b'teich de'achilas pras. Right, anytime there's either a mitzvah of achila or there's an isra achila, it doesn't mean you have to eat the whole thing in one shot. It means you have to eat it within a certain period of time. B'chdei achilas pras, right? Lel Seder, different shiurim. But the point is you don't have to eat in one shot. You have to just eat it within a close proximity. So says Rashi, that Rish Lakish Shaila was, do we look at the Issa Evim and Achai the same way? And you don't have to eat it in one shot, as long as the Achilois, both or all happen within the time of Achilas Pras, that's going to be enough to be Chayev. Oidoma, or maybe no. Kivin the Chiddush, being that Evim and Achai is a Chiddush, why is it a Chiddush? The Gidim and Atzomois, Shabbos is Dafta, Almodoy Michayev, Alayv, Achim Michayev. Because the Gidim and Atzomois, which usually are not mitstarif to Shiuri Achilo, are mitstarif when it comes to Evim and Achai. If that's the case, Eimo, Ein Lachabay Ela Chiddushai. So I would think that maybe the only time your chayev is if it's kechidushay. What does that mean? V'chi ochalei bevas achas mechayev, so that if you eat it in one shot, you're going to be chayev, the stam achilu bevas achas mashma. Aval lechatzom loy. In other words, what Rashi's saying is, the Rishlokesh HaShayla was, the Pashta says, wherever it says in the Torah, don't eat or eat, it means bevas achas. That's always what it means. There's a chiddush that two achilas bechtei achilas pras or multiple achilas bechtei achilas pras could be mitzdar. But that's really a chiddush because the pashtus is that it has to be in one shot. So there was a hava mita that maybe even in a chai, being that it's such a parsha b'chudeshes, so all you can have is the pashtus, which is you have to eat it b'vaz achas. But if you don't eat b'vaz achas, maybe it's not going to be okay. And Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, I hear, you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yochanan took on the chiddush tzad. He said, the only time you're going to be able to say even in a chai is if you eat in one shot. If you don't eat in one shot, not. Rish Lakish continued. He said, what if a person cut the Eva Menachai in half, but not outside his mouth? He did it inside his mouth. Amalei, in that case, already chayev. Because Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael de Bavel, he reported the aforementioned exchange slightly differently. He said, Cholkim ibachutz potter. That the halacha I heard in Eretz Yisrael was that if somebody divides the Eva Menachai outside his mouth, potter. Like Ravin said, like Rav Dimi said, Bifnim. What if he did it inside his mouth? It was a machleik. Rabbi Yechonam, Chayev, Rish Lakish, Amapot. What's the Hezber in the machleik? Is Rabbi Yechonam, Chayev, Rechon says, Chayev, Rein, and a groiner. Because Rabbi Yechonam holds, as we're going to see in the Gemara, again, this is such a Yesoidi Gemara, that the definition of Achila means Hanas groiner. The Hanah that you have when it's in your mouth, it's in your palate, as you're eating the food, that's the definition of achila. When you put it in your mouth, it was in one shot. The fact that inside your mouth, you broke it in half, that doesn't bother me. Because what matters when it comes to achila is hanas groinoi. So you did hanas groinoi in one shot. Thus, you're going to be chayef. Reish Lakish am a potter. Because achila b'meyo binon. Reish Lakish had a different definition of achila. Reish Lakish said definition of achila is b'meyo. It's once it goes down your digestive system. Being that you broke it into two in your mouth, so when it went down your digestive tract into your meyo, at that point, it was already not a kezayis. Ein l'chabay ela chidushay. The halacha is, it's like you were Chilka mibachutz, you're going to be potted. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. How are you ever going to be chayev? I mean, when it goes down in one shot, Amrav Kahano, yeah, bigrumisa is the irta. There's a very small aver. Rashi says it's on the kaf hayorech, it's by the thigh, near the gidanasha. Interesting. But that's the only way, according to Reish Lakish, that you could be chayev for ever menachat. The Gemara says it's a third shot. I feel a chilka mibachutz, not be chayev. Even if you divided it outside, you're still going to be chayev. And the reason is, mechusa crave a lavka mechusa maisadami. The fact that you ate it in two shots, that's not an issue. I mean, Rabbi Lazar is hearing the shaila, but Rabbi Lazar is saying the svara. He's saying that the fact that you put it in your mouth in two different shots, that in and of itself doesn't bother me. The Achrayim say, it sounds like from Rabbi Lazar, that what would be if you only had a half, and then later you went ahead and you found another half. Could be that you would also be part there. Even though ordinarily when it comes to Shuri Achila, as long as the two Achilas happen, B'kdei Achilas Pras, you would certainly be Chayev. But over here it's talking about where you had them both in front of you. It was Chilka Mibachotz. It was just Mechusa Kreva. Mechusa Kreva is not Mechusa Maisa. You're going to be Chayev, says the Gemara. So we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. How you define Achila? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the definition of Achila is Hanas Groinoi. according to Reish Lakish, the definition of achila is anos mem. On that note, Amr Shem Ben Lakish, Kizayas Shamru, whenever you find Kizayas, not necessarily Eva Menachai, but all Shiure Achila, anytime you find Kizayas, it's chutz mi shalbein ashinayim. The food that gets stuck between your teeth doesn't count in the shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af im bein ashinayim. It does count. Amar Papa, b'shalbein ashinayim, b'kulam aloi pligi. That really, it's a little misleading what we just said. Because the truth is, the food that gets stuck between your teeth, that never makes it to your palate, and never makes it down the digestive tract, everybody agrees is not mitzdarf. Ki pligi bein achanichayim. The machlekes is where it goes down to the palate, it's in the back of your throat, it just never made it down. Marslav arein and a groinoi. Rabbi Yechon holds it's mitzdarf. This is Rabbi Yechon l'shitasoi, because you have anos groinoi, and that's enough. Marslav arein, shlokish l'shitasoi, it's achila b'meyav binon, it has to be achila b'meyav, I mean this is not achila b'meyav, the halach is, it's not going to be achila. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Asi said the name Rabbi Yechon. Ochel chatzi zayis, v'ekioi. What happens? Again, a very yesodi gemara. If somebody ate a half a kazayis of macholos asurois, whatever it was, v'ekioi. Before he swallowed it, he spit it out. And then he ate another half of Zayas. Are you going to be chayiv or not? Chayiv, says Rabbi Yochanan. Chayiv. It's Rav Asi said, I heard from Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv. My time, harin ena groinoi b'kazayis. This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you spit it out, it doesn't matter. If you had anos groinoi, that's enough for you to be chayiv. Boy, Rabbi Lozer, Rav Asi. So when Rabbi Lozer heard Rav Asi say this over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rav Asi the following question. Ochel chatzi Zayas v'yikir. What would be if somebody ate a chatzi Zayas and then he spit it out? And then he ate the same chatzi zayis again. Now, what would be the halacha over there? Says the Gemara, my kami boiling. What was Rabbi Lazar's shayla? I mean, Rabbi Lazar heard Rabbi Asi say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody eats a chatzi zayis, he spits it out, and then he eats another half a zayis, halacha is chayiv. And Rabbi Lazar went, and he asked Rabbi Asi, what would be if somebody eats a chatzi zayis, and then he ate the same half a zayis? What's the shayla? So maybe the shayla was like this. He have an equal. I guess the shayla was something else. Because Rabbi Yechon was just discussing whether eating a half a zayis and spitting it out is considered achila. Rabbi Yechon clearly said it's considered achila. He said, if you do a half a zayis that way, and then you eat a regular half a zayis, it's mistarif. Rabbi Lozer wanted to know, could you eat that second half a zayis again? That's a different shayla. That shayla is, once you eat the food, and then you spit it out, is it considered food still? So that if you eat it again, you'd be chayav. It's a second shayla. The first shayla was, is the act of eating and then spitting out, did that constitute achila? The second shayla is, could you eat that food a second time? Is it considered oichel or maybe psoilus once you spit it out? If that's the shayla, says the Gemara, by like kazayas. So why do you ask the shayla? You ate a half a zayas, you spit it out, then you ate it again. It's like a interesting case. Just say pasha. Somebody ate a kazayas, you spit it out, then he ate it again, or somebody else ate it. Is he going to be chayav for that second achil or not? Elo, yibasa groinias linon. Yibasa meyavas. Maybe that wasn't a shayla. Maybe shayla wasn't whether it's considered food after it spit out, but rather shayla was the act of eating and spitting out. Is that a maisa achila? Tishlemid Rav Asi. That's Rav Asi said. So then what was his shayla? So the Gemara explains, Rav Asi Gemara I Akrele. Rabbi Lozer realized that Rav Asi had forgotten what Rabbi Yochanan said. I mean, Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody eats a half a zayas, he spits it out, and then he eats a regular half a zayas. Daloch is chayav. Elazar realized from the way Rav Asi said this halacha that he didn't properly remember Rabbi Yochanan. Because had he remembered Rabbi Yochanan, he would have remembered Rabbi Yochanan didn't just say that. He said more than that. He said even a bigger chiddush. And he was bothered him. Why didn't Rav Asi say the bigger chiddush? He obviously forgot. So Rabbi Elazar wanted to remind Rav Asi in his way what Rabbi Yochanan really said. So the Gemara says like this. For us, Rabbi Elazar lat kure. Rabbi Elazar was coming to remind. And the halacha came and he told him like this. Lama li chatzi zayis achar. Why, Rav Asi, why say your name Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lozer was also Tamid Rabbi Yochanan, they were both Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. He said, why are you saying over in the name of the Rebbe that the Rebbe said that if you eat a half a Zayas, you spit it out, then you eat another half a Zayas. Say better, Leima Marbidi Day. Say that Rabbi Yochanan said that even if you eat the same half a Zayas again, you're going to be Chayav. The Ikkel of Mishma Minei Tarti, because then you'll see two Chedushim. Shamin Aminot Olei Havi Ikkel. Number one, you're going to see that it's considered food, even after you spit it out. So if you eat it a second time, it's considered eight oichel. And you're going to see from there also that it's considered a maisachilo. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, "Ishtik v'loy amalei v'loy midi." Rav Asi heard Rav Elazar told him he was quiet. He didn't respond. Amalei. So Rav Elazar told Rav Asi, "Moifes Hadar." He called him the Gadol Hadar. Lo yizimnen sagin amid kamed Rabbi Yochanan. I've heard many times you sitting with Rabbi Yochanan v'amalach discussing this halacha, and he said, "Harei nene groine b'kizayis," that you're going to be chayiv even in that case. So we went through this Gemara quickly, even though there's so many yisoides over there. On that note, hadron halach kidanosha. However, we have to go back to some of the raid that we spoke about on Friday, and that is Coca-Cola Part 2. So
on Friday, we spoke about some of the history of the kashrus of Coca-Cola and some of the raid that I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Binnenfeld Shlita. And we mentioned that really, if you think about the fact that Coca-Cola is considered kosher, really, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because it's well known that Coca-Cola's formula is a secret. It's something that they guard very, very carefully. And as a result, how could something that has a secret formula be kosher? By definition, it doesn't make any sense. To the extent that the formula, the ingredients are unknown and undisclosed, that it's impossible to know what's inside of it to ascertain that what's inside is really kosher. And there was a big tumult in the 1920s and in the 1930s when Coca-Cola was being advertised as kosher. A lot of Rabbanim had a big problem with it. I mean, no one really knew what the ingredients were. And as a result, how do you know it's kosher? And a group of Rabbanim wrote a letter to Rav Tuvia Geffen, who was a Litvish Yid. He was born in Kovna. He learned in Slabodka. At the time, he was a Rav in Atlanta, Georgia. Coca-Cola is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. And they asked him to see if he can penetrate and find out whether it's okay. It just so happens that Rabbi Geffen had a good friend, Mr. Harold Hirsch, who was the general counsel of Coca-Cola. And he was able to use his relationship with Harold Hirsch to get access to the secret formula of Coca-Cola. And when he accessed it, he realized that there was one ingredient in Coca-Cola that was, in fact, very troubling. There was an ingredient that was a problem with regards to Pesach. That's a whole different conversation for another day. But as it related to a regular day, there was an ingredient that caused major problems, and that was glycerin. Glycerin is an animal byproduct that's used in many foods and in many different cosmetics, etc. And glycerin, being that it comes from an animal, these are obviously non-kosher animals. They didn't have kosher shechita. So for sure, this is a non-kosher product. And Rabbi Geffen was Marish Elomis, and he sat down and he wrote a tshuva, and he said, based on the findings that he had, he realizes that it's a problem. Yeah. Truly, he acknowledged that even though really this glycerin is a davar mu'at, and it's bottled not b'shishim, it's bottled even b'elef, but based on a Rashba in Tshuvas, and this is a Rashba also in Teres Abayis, and it's a Rashba also in Chedushei HaRashba, Masech Tzavai Dazar, Daf Lamed Hey, the Rashba many times says, you saw it, based on the sugya of Gvinas Akum, and that is that something that's Ikrei Bekach and Darkei Bekach, you don't have the halacha of Bittul Barayim. So it's worth chazering the Rashba very quickly. We know the halacha is the Chol of Akum is Asar. Gvinas Akum is also asar. Gvinas akum and chol akum are not asar for the same reason. Chol akum is asar because we're concerned that maybe the milk you're drinking, no yid saw the guy milk the cow. Maybe it's not from a cow. Maybe it's from a non-kosher animal. By gvina, you don't have that problem because non-kosher milk doesn't become cheese. Stating that, the Gemara says chazal guys, it was a davashav, meaning that gvinas akum is going to be asar. The Gemara gives many reasons, but the reason that's really the ikar reason is Shmuel, who said that neshem amid noisay ba'ar kevas nevela, that the way the oivdei kechavim used to make cheese is they would take the milk and they would put it in the keva, it's one of the stomachs, of a nevela, and some enzyme, something would come from the keva, go into the milk, and it would cause it to become cheese. The point is, there's a little bit of nevela in the gvina. Said Shmuel, it's for that reason, not letting, and all the Rishonim asked the kasha, that little bit of nevela that's inside the cheese is a davar mu'ud. If it's a davar mu'ud, why shouldn't it be bottled? And there's two ikur terutzim that the Rishonim said. The Rambam, the Rabbi Yari Megash both said that the reason is because the davar mu'it, although it's insignificant and it's batal, but at the shishim and ba'elef, but at the same time, its impact is something that you're able to see. Because the way that the milk became cheese is because of the little bit of the veil that's inside. You see this milk now in the state of cheese, it's in a solid state. Thus, you can touch ki'ilu the nevela. It's what's called the davar ha'maimid. It makes the davar mu'at be nicker. That's enough to say that there shouldn't be bittul. But the Rashba brings from the Raivit a different shot. He said that really, based on the rules and regulations of bittul, this should be bottle. However, being that the way that the cheese is made is by using the nevela, it's a davar shedarkei bekach, the ikrei bekach. Over there, you're not going to say bittul. Now, the truth is that this is a very lumdish Rashba. I'm going to leave this for the lumdim. But if you look at the Rashba inside, there's another very important part of the Rashba that we didn't speak out Friday, and that is that the Rashba said that the only time a davar shedarkei bekach bothers me is when we're dealing with machalos ovdei kechavim. And he says that being that the whole idea of divina was to distance ourselves from the ovdei kechavim, he says anything that the chachamim were geyser mishum
richuk of the kechavim. Over there, they didn't want to rely on bittul when it's darke bekachen and ikre bekachen and urche bekach. So, how do you reconcile the two svaras that the Rashba is saying? That's not important for us right now. But the point is, that was the yisoid of the Rashba. As long as we have a machlokes, the Rambam, very megash, and the Rashba and the Ravid, on the other hand, how exactly to understand the takana of Gvinas Akum in light of the fact that the little bit of urkevas nevela that penetrated the Gvinas is a davar mur. The Rambam says it's a davar amaymel. Davar amaymel is not bottle. The Rashba said that the reason it's an issue is because it's ark. Darke bechach, it's urke bechach, it's something that's done by the oivde kechavim, and bekehai gavno, you can't rely on bittel. Either way, Rav Geffen sat down to write his truva, and Rav Geffen said, it comes out of tzmachlokes rishonim. So he said, mi yuchel achriya keneged harashba. I can't be machriya keneged the Rashba. And the Rashba said that if you have an ingredient that's placed by oivde kechavim, where it's an ingredient, it's ikre bekach. Even if it's bottle, you don't say the halacha bittel. So to me, Coca-Cola akum is like Gvinas akum. He said it's a problem, and that's why he sat down and he wrote a tshuva and he said it's not okay. Stating that, we mentioned that it's not so pasha because the emes is the noy de Yehuda already wrote a tshuva. It's in Yoredeya Tinyana. It's Simon Nunvav. He was asked about a drink that was popular back in the day called Krambabua, which was an alcoholic beverage which had in it nevela. We said on Friday it had it in yain. It didn't have yain inside. It was a mistake. It had in it nevela. This is very important for the raid that we're going to speak on now. There was a little bit of nevela inside. And because there was a little bit of nevela inside, they asked the Neid Behuda, is it okay to drink? And the Neid Behuda said that L'chayr, it's totally in this machlekes. It's totally in the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rashba, there's a new svara. There's a svara mechudeshes, where the Rashba says that the halach is that anything that's ikre bekach, you don't say bittel. The goyim are the ones that produce this beverage. They're putting it there. It's ikre bekach. Bekai gavna, the Rashba, the Rabbi said it's not. But then again, the Rambam and the Rimigash had a whole different pshat in the sugya of Gvinas Akum. They don't hold it as chiddush. So said the Noy de Bihud, that's machlokes between the Rashba and the Rimigash. And he said that being that the Rashba said his whole svara only under the Rabbanon level. I'm quoting now. V'kivan shumet the Rabbanon, kidai heim, hari megash v'arambam, lismoy chaleim loch. And that was the tshuva that Noy de Behuda wrote. He said it's okay. So he said that really, whether Coca-Cola is kosher or not kosher, back in the day when they were still using animal glycerin, L'chayr was mamish a machlokes rishonim. If you learn the Gemara of Dezar Lamed Hamad Aleph, like the Rashba and the Ravid, then Coca-Cola akum is gvinas akum. It's going to be a problem. If you learn the sugya like the Rambam and the Rimagash, nothing to do with gvinas akum. That's because of a davar ha'maimed. There's no davar ha'maimed in Coca-Cola. And if that's the case, it's going to be okay. The Noy de Behuda wrote a tshuva. He was comfortable. Kedai him a Rimagash v'Rambam nismach aleim l'hakel. And Rabbi Geffen, in 1935, he wasn't comfortable paskening that way. And as a result, he said, "Mi yuchal la'achriya keneged Rashba." Now, two things. First of all, it's kedai to hear some of the tshuva that Rav Geffen wrote in a veinig. So the tshuva is printed in the Sefer Karnei Ha'od. Rabbi Bienenfeld gave me a copy of the Sefer. And this tshuva, the Sefer was written in 1935. What's interesting is that if you look in the beginning of the Sefer, so he writes like this, "Maskeres toida l'chvoid ha'gvir ha'nichbad v'ha'mafur mar Harold Hirsch." So he dedicates the sefer to Harold Hirsch. Asher hoyl betuvay Lazar oisei baitzoy sifri zeh, hineni mabia bazeh loitoida ubracha yarech Hashem yomav ushnoisav betoivu b'neimim batiras meikirei hamachaber. Then it's in English. For his kind assistance and interest in the publication of this volume, the writer extends grateful thanks to Mr. Harold Hirsch of Atlanta, Georgia. So he was general counsel of Coca-Cola, and he helped. He gave him the Maduras Hirsch. He gave Rabbi Geffen and the funds to put out the sefer. But either way, so the last tshuva in this sefer called Karnei Ahoyd is tshuvas bedvar mashke ha Coca Cola. So he says, "Nishalti oides hamashke hayadua b'shem Coca Cola hanasa poy b'irenu b'Atlanta, Georgia. Im hamashke hanal ksheira lishtois b'chol hashana v'gam b'pesach." And then he says, "The hamashke hazois achrei drisha v'chakira b'pesach haroishes poy b'irenu noydalish hamashke nasas mitaruva yisrofei tzmochim shoinim hayaduim rak lahem." V'oid eze taruva is mine noizlim shoinim, asher ha'echod mehem achana b'shem murios, v'asheni achana b'shem anigroin. So he's not telling you exactly what it is, but he's giving it names. Hamurios hazeh, etc., etc. The bottom line is, he writes a tshuva, and he brings the Rashbi, he brings the Rishonim. So he says like this, v'hashto, l'fi divrei ha'rashba v'arayba da'elu pshita da'osu l'chol Yisrael lishkois ha'mashka anal. Da'ba'nidin shalofaneinu b'mashka Coca-Cola, ha'taruva shalisa enoi derech mikra, Ach, kein hu aderech, la sakin ha-mashka. Vechein heim oisin tamid. Vuhu dova she ikra kach, shen noisin ha-murius ha-asir tamid. Bechol yoim, loy derech mikra. U bechai gabna ha-isir enoi batal la-oilam. So he fears us like this. Venimtsa. Til l'shitas ha-poiskim ha-rishoynim ha-elu. Bevadai ein hetel lishkois ha-mashka Coca-Cola. V'avsha ha-noi de bi-Yehuda. So you see, the Rav Geffen brought the noi de bi-Yehuda. He wrote it in his tshuva. It's in a vein. V'avsha ha-noi de bi-Yehuda b'tshuva yisa madura tinyana simen nun vavin nun zayin hevi migdoyle rishoyin. Shecholkem ala rajba v'arayvid. V'leslu ha-chsvara avu mi yuchal achriya bein horim gedoylem ko'ela. V'litchois ha-deyo shal ha-rajba v'arayvid. And then he brings this to Tashbitz as well. Either way, he writes at the end, u'avol kashuk farnes pashit ha-mashka na b'chomudin osenu. Ube Canada, the Efsha Hoyal Afrisha me Amashka Azois, Lochin Hishtadalti Limsoy Eza Heter Lahatra Amashka Anal, Ube Eza Hashem Yisbarach Matsosi Heter Nochoin Vaamiti, Shein by Shum Shash Vidnidnud, Shall Eza Taruvois Isser Klav, Kikasha Noidali me Amumchim Habikian, Hoiskim Bechochmas Arkova Vafrodo. Chemistry, the last. The Hamurius Haze, Yuchal Sakin, Gam Mishumin Shall Tsmochi Adomo, to my Coco. V'shemen shal zaroini katin v'shar tzmochim u'poshet hadover ke amurius hanasim itzmochi adomer kosher lishtois v'mi'avru amurius hanasim itzmochi adomer yeheter gomer b'loishim taruvis isa klal af b'mashu v'cheinu isa chometz b'pesach. With regards to the Pesach issue, there was a way out as well. See, he says like this, v'al pi atzosi hischilu lishtamish. He writes in the Purush and the Shuvah, what we spoke about Friday. This is not just lore. V'al pi atzosi hischilu lishtamish b'besach ha-reishis hanal rak b'murius hanasim v'niskim ishum של צמחי אדומו וכן הניגרנה שישתמשו בקוקוקולו לחג הפסח etc. ולכן אתו יוכלו להנויס ולשטרויס מהמשקה קוקוקולו אף הבא. רבי נפל תום, if you ever know how, if anyone ever needs to know how to write Coca-Cola for Seamus Agitin, you have it in this group. אף הבא חג'ר מיועץ בכל ימי זה השונה וגם בחג הפסח ואוידו להשם יסברך קוף אלף קוף אלף קוף אלף קוף למד אלף, by the way. But he says, "Va'oyde l'Hashem Yisbarach." He says he's giving shvach vaydot haKadosh Baruch Hu, ki also biyodi l'sakin tikkun gadol b'zeh u'l'sakis es harabim la'hatzila milihi koshal be'isat haruvos shel chela v'chomer ba'inish kares chas v'shalom u'be'isat chometz be'pesach v'neskayim adover ato in quotations asher toichlenu be'isar toichlenu behet. A beautiful tshuva, and this is the way he writes. Imagine a tshuva like this being written in Atlanta in 1935. It's half of a fellow mi yuchal ha'chriya, and he wanted to be machmir more than the noy to be Yehuda. It's mamish, it's half of a fella. So either way, so it's Coca-Cola pre-vegetable glycerin, kosher or not kosher, really it comes down to machlekes rishonim. Noy to be who is machria the kula, like the Rambam and the Rima Gash. And Rav Geffen didn't want to, and Rav Geffen went ahead and he was machmir. And it's interesting that Rabbi Nefel told me that this tshuva was really a landmark tshuva, because it set a precedent for all the rabboni that give achsherim in America not to be soymich on this noy to be Yehuda, but to go to chumra and to not. And it was really, this was the first landmark tshuva that was written, and it set a tremendous precedent in America. But the emphasis is like this. There was something that bothered me very, very badly. And that is that we have over here a machloikis achroinim, so to speak. Whether you have to be chayish for the Rajba, or you don't have to be chayish for it, it's machloikis rishonim. The emphasis is, if you look into Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in the last halach in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, this is in Yeridei Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph of Kot Yon Gimel, Haskins like the Rajba. The Mechaber says like this, Kol ha-mashkin shal oivit kaychovim, shedarkom la'arev behem yayin oichoymet asurim. Any mashke shal oivit kaychovim. Where the derech is to put yayin oichoymet, the halach is, it's awesome. Says the Beir HaGadol, what's the makar? Ha-rajba b'tshuva. It's a rajba. So it's a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. So what's the shaila? I mean, we don't paskin shailas from the Rishonim, we paskin shailas from the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber, the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, the Mangan Avram. I mean, that's how we paskin shailas. So what was the discussion over here? It's a mefurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mefurish mechaber. It's in Yerideya, Simin Kufla Medalis of Kotin Yud Gimel. Kol HaMashkim Shal Evi Kechavim Shedarkim La'arabim Yayin Ochemin Sassur. So the kasha of Rav Geffen is, why didn't he bring that? It's a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. But the kasha of Noyd B'Yehuda is a much bigger kasha. How's the Noyd B'Yehuda saying, Kedai HaRambam Lismay Cholav? It's very nice. The Noyd B'Yehuda could be Machri between Rishonim, but the Beis Yosef already was Machri like the Rajba. Now you can't argue with the Beis Yosef. I mean, he could, but he doesn't even bring the Mechaber. So that's a Pelat Sumah. Now, the truth is, if you look in the Noy de Bihuda, you go through the Tshuva properly,
It's even a bigger kasha. Because the Noda Yehuda said that I hold that the Mechaber already paskin like the Rambam and the Rimagash. Where's this Mechaber? The Mechaber is also in Yerideya. It's in Simen Kuf Hezvav. It's in Sif Kotten Gimel. The context over there is not Chalavakum. It's not Gvinas Akum. It's the next best thing. It's Chemas Akum. Ice cream. No, it's Chemas Akum. Says the Mechaber as follows. Achemosh al Evdik Echavim. Butter that's made by Ovdei Kechavim ain't moichin la anshei amokim shenei agim by heter. If there's a minig amokim that people eat chema from Ovdei Kechavim, don't be moichin. Vim roi bnei amokim noegim iser, if most of the people don't eat it, ain't lishanas. Ubimokim shei minig. What if you live in a place where there's no minig? In bishla, if you cooked it, ad shehochu tzichtzuchei acholov, until all the little bit of strains of milk evaporated or left through the process of bishla muteres, at that point it's going to be okay. Chema is like gvina. You don't make chema from non-kosher milk. You make it from kosher milk. So the fact that it's chema means that there's no chalav akum problem. Just like there's no chalav akum problem by gvina's akum, there's no chalav akum problem by chema's akum. Stating that, the chachomim, the Rishonim discussed this, said that chema's akum is going to be asur as well. Not on the level of chalav and gvina, because that was already on the Gemara level. That was a Dovah Sheva Minyan. But this is something the Rishayim discussed, and that is that Chemas Akum should be a problem. The reason is because it's possible that there was a little bit of non-kosher milk in the kosher milk that was used to make the Chema, and it's true that strain, that little bit of non-kosher milk, never turned into butter, but it may be there. There may be a little bit of Tzuchi Chalav. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So much so, the Chama said you have to worry about it. Now, do you really have to worry about it? It depends. If the minig hamokum is to worry, you worry. If the minig hamokum is not to worry, don't worry. Stating that, says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a way out. There's a way to know for sure your chemas akum is mutter. There's absolutely no issue. What's the way out? How do you know for sure your chema is kosher? If you cook it, so the little bit of chalav that's there is going to leave. And being that the little bit of chalav that's there is going to leave, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. The makar to this idea that if you cook chemas akum, there's no issue over there, is a Rambam. It's a Rambam, Hilchas Macholos Asuris, it's Perikal Lokat Hazayin. Says the Rambam, yearly, Shem Loka Chemam in Agoyim. After the Rambam brings the Alok of chemas akum, he says, if somebody buys butter from a goy, Ubishla, and he cooked it, Ad Shaholchu Lehemsach Tzuche Chalav, until the little bit of chalav that might have been there went away, Harezim Uteres. At that point, it's going to be okay. Says the Rambam, well, make a tasty. You can tell me with 1,000% certainty that there's no chalav left? Maybe there's a little bit of chalav. Zok the Rambam, Shim Toimar, you're going to ask me in this Arvu Ima. Maybe there's a little bit of there. Vinis Pashal, Hakol. Says the Rambam, doesn't bother me. You know why? Because but will be miyuta. Because that little bit that's there is going to be but. Frank the Rajman, Tayyar Sabayas on the Rambam. Who said you can rely on Bittu Barayv over here? This is a sugya of Gvinas Akum. And Gvinas Akum are worried about the Ark Kavis Nevela. That's also Batal. Elamai, we don't rely on Bittu. You know why? Because it's Ikre Bekach. And anything that's Ikre Bekach, the Rambam held not. What's the Machloikis, the Rajbam and the Rambam? Says the Noi Yehud, it's Posh and the Gross, says it in his Bir Agro. It's the Rambam and the Rajbam L'Shitasayu. The Rajbam L'Shitasayu, who held that the reason Gvinas Akum is Asar because of the Ark Kavis Nevela, it's so little, it's Batal, is because anything that's Ikre Bekach, you can't rely on Bittu. So just like you can't rely on the fact that the Ark Kavis Nevela is Batal in the Gvinas Akum, you can't rely on the fact that the Tachsuche Cholov is Batal in the Chemas Akum. So the Rajbam L'Shitasayu said, you could cook it from today till tomorrow. There's still going to be maybe a little something, and that little something is never going to be bottle. But the Rambam, which he taught, he had a different genre of Gvina Sakim. He had Gvina Sakim had nothing to do with that Rashba. He said Gvina Sakim is because it's a Dover Amaymid. Okay, but doesn't mean that something that's Ikra Bekach and is Mu, it can't be bottle. That Rambam never had such a Rajbah. If you never had such a Rajbah, the Shitasai, as it relates to Chemas Akim, he said, as long as you cook it and that little Dover Mood is going to be gone, everything is going to be okay. So, what is the Mechaber Paskin? Again, if you cook it, it's okay. Says the Bir Agro, the Mechaber's paskening like the Rambam. Said the Noid of Yehuda that from the Machloikis between the Rajbo and the Rambam had to learn the Halacha of Gvinas Akum was Noilad another Machloikis. There's a derivative machloikis, and that is if you cook chemas akum, is it mutter lekatchila? The Rambam l'shitasi said it's mutter. The Rajbam said it's not okay, and the Mechaber Paskin like the Rambam. So says there in that tshuva where he was discussing kram babua. In that tshuva said the Noida Yehuda that it's going to be okay. You know why it's going to be okay? Because kedai haRambam v'arimagash lismach aleim lahokel. And then he says it's mashma from the Mechaber the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam. We're in Kuf Tezvavs have gotten gimel by Chemas Akum. And because that hope sock is predicated on the Rambam, he said, yeah, I like the Rambam. Oh, yeah, I like the Rambam. So the Halacha Shulchan Aruch is its mutter.
Oh, but the problem is, it's true, you have a mechaber right here, Kuf Tes Vosif Katan Gimel, where the mechaber seems to pass like the Rambam, because the machlok is Rambam Rashba, which is Lashit Asayu of the original machlok is Rambam Rashba, and the mechaber is passing to be like, but it's a mefurish Rambam, the first mechaber with the mechaber pass like the Rashba, with the ikra aloch of the Rashba. Kol ha-mash, which loyf kicham, shatak l'abim, yayin ha-chayim isasur. And the Noyde Behuda never mentioned this mechaber. And it bothered me. I saw in the back of the new Noyde Behuda that they bring them, and Chassid Yitzchak and other, the Gedolim, when they discussed this Noyde Behuda, were very bothered why the Noyde Behuda never mentioned the mechaber in Kuf Lamadam. But the truth is, if you think about it, if you really take a step backwards, what we have is a steer in the mechaber. That's really what we have. Because we have a mechaber in Kuf Lamadalit, with the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashba. And then we have a Mechaber in Kuf Tezvah where he Paskins like the Rambam. So L'chayr, we have a steer in the Mechaber. So what do we do here? So it started off with Shaila, a Machloikis Rishonim, and then a Machloikis Achroinim, whether you have to be Machber like the Rashba or Kedayim, Arim, Agashva, Rambam, Lusmach, Aleim, Lahakel, is now a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So what's going on over here? It would seem to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch, whether Coca-Cola Akum is kosher or not kosher, right? That's where we are right now. So how do you give the Chaneitza? So Baruch Hashem, I found that Reb Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva discusses this shayla. I mean, he doesn't discuss Coca-Cola. He doesn't discuss all the nuances that we're talking about. But he did discuss this stira in the Mechaber. The context is the three tshuvas that Rav Moshe wrote with regards to sherry cask whiskey. The tshuvas were written to Rav Pinchas Teitz Zatzal of Elizabeth, Hagaivid the Elizabeth. And in those tshuvas that he went back and forth with Rav Teitz with regards to sherry cask whiskey, he went into a lot of these shailas of, what's the question with sherry cask? Scotch is aged in casks that were previously used for wine. So there's a little bit of non-kosher wine, a little bit of yayin nesach that penetrates the scotch. And the question is that going to be a problem or is that not going to be a problem? So one of the many things that Rav Moshe discussed in these tshuvas is afeichba the kulaba. It's Yerideya, Aleph, Simen Samech Bey, Samech Gimel, and Samech Dal. One of the things he discussed over there was this Rashba. One of the things, and Rav Teitz asked Rav Moshe, this stira mechaber. Said, I have a mefurish stira mechaber. I have the mechaber who seems to pass like the Rashba in Kuf Lamadal Sifkot Gimel, and I have a mechaber that passes like the Rambam in Kuf Tezvav Sifkot Gimel. And said Rav Teitz Asfara, he wanted to say a chilek, that maybe there's a chilek between Yayin and between other things. What's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkot Yud Gimel? Kol hamashkin shel evik echavim shedarkin la'arav bem yayin oy chaymetz. Yayin is yayin and chaymetz is spoiled wine. So yayin, in Kuf Tes Vav, he's discussing chemo. The other chash is sachtzuchi cholov. We're worried about a little bit of milk. So Rav Teitz told Rav Moshe that maybe the teretz to the mechaber, the Nois HaKelim don't even discuss this. He said maybe the teretz is it was pasha to all the achroinim that when the Shulchan Aruch said this halach, he was only talking about wine. Wine is more chomer. Yayin Nesach has a whole separate Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Nesach, mim mina is like bottle. I feel about it. Yayin is way more chomer when it comes to halacha. Certainly in the context of tiroides. If that's the case, he said maybe by wine the mechaber was machmer like the Rashba. But when it comes to something else like chalav akum, over there we're mekel, and over there we're going to be mekel like the Rambam. And you know what Moshe told Rav Teitz? You know what he told him? It's a teretz nachem. I'm asking to you 100%. Gevaldik. That's the pshat of the mechaber. One second. And then he went weiter and he said that it could be today lididan you could be mekel. It could be today you could be mekel even by yayin. He says why? Because the chumra that yayin has is the fact that yayin's asubana. But the Rambam already said that bizman hazeh stam yayinim, we're not so machmer anymore. See, once upon a time we were very machmer with stam yayinim, because once upon a time there was something called yayin esach, real yayin esach, wine that people were menasach l'avodizar. Today no one's menasach yayin l'avodizar anymore. It's leishchiach. So if it's leishchiach, the whole stam yayinim became more kuludik, and that's why the mechaber says you're not allowed to have anah from yayin esach. But the I think it's the beginning of kuf chav gimel. But the Rambam says no, bizman hazeh we're able to be mekel. So it said Rav Moshe, the mechaber l'shitas, who was very machmer when it came to yayin, he passed him over there the chumra like the Rashba. But really, today, being that we're mekel by stam yayin, I think we could be mekel here again. See, he was writing this in the context. Let's just appreciate the context. The context was you have the little bit of sherry that goes into the whiskey, goes into your Macallans. So the question now is do you say it's bottle? So at first glance, you're going to tell me it's a Mefurash Rashba. Of course it's not bottle. It's Ikra Bekach. This is the way they make it. Said Rav Moshe, no. Even though the Mechaber Paskin is like that Rashba, but today you don't have that Rashba anymore. You had it once upon a time when Yayin Nesach was so chomer because, or Stam Yenim was so chomer because they had real Yayin. Today we don't have real Yayin Nesach, it's Stam Yenim. And Stam Yenim is not so chomer anymore. The Ramah already said it's not so chomer anymore. So Rav Moshe went out so far to say that I hold that now the Ikra is for sure going to always be the Mechaber in Kuf Tes Vav Siv Katan Gimel, which is the Mechaber paskening like the Rambam, not paskening like the Rashba. But either way, that's all as it relates to wine and sherry cask. But as it relates to glycerin, glycerin's nevela. This is nevela. That was the issue. It's very, very chomer nevela, but it's not yayin. And being that it's not yayin, it would seem from Rav Taitz's parents to answer the steer in the Mechaber that Rav Moshe Feinstein was masking to in Yerudei Achel Akal Sivkon Gimel in 1948, an early tshuva. He was masking 100% to what Rav Taitz said. He said that when it comes to glycerin, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is not the Rashba. The shita of the Shulchan Aruch really is the Rambam. The Noi Yehuda never even brought the Shalach and Shulchan Aruch and Simakuf Lamadal. You know why he didn't bring it? I think he didn't bring it because he was discussing his mashk of cram babu, and not like we said Friday where there was a little bit of yayin in it, where there was a little bit of nevela in it. I mean that there was a nevela, that's the whole difference. If there was yayin, it's before Shalach maybe. I mean, I don't know, maybe Rabbi, I'm not sure Bizman has, but he never even brought Kuf Lamadal. Noi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was the Poisek Adar 200 years ago, I mean 250 years ago. Chabad Noi Yehuda was? So Noi Yehuda didn't even bring him a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. And maybe you had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him. He didn't bring this halacha. Because that halacha is discussing yayin. We're not talking about yayin over here. We're talking about nevela. We're talking about glycerin. So as it relates to glycerin, it would seem, based on this tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that glycerin, for sure the halacha is like the Rambam. If the halacha is like the Rambam, then for sure the Yidden, who were being soimich on previous achsherim, like Rabbi Yaakov Bienfeld Zedes, Hashkocha, it was certainly okay. Now for sure, this is a chumrah. There's nothing to talk about. Even Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe has a whole list of, when he talks about a sherry, he says Val Nefesh should be Machmer. In his first truth, he said four reasons that a Val Nefesh should be Machmer. So after he writes this, he says, Achu Oitam La Hachmer La Val Nefesh, Noisif La Arba Taimim Shekosafti Bebechtobi Harishai. You're right. But Moshe says, this is what I think Pshat on the Shulchan Aruch is, but you know, this is the fifth reason to be a Val Nefesh Yachmer. Right. Exactly. So this is your fifth reason to be, we're making our way to 18. So this is the fifth reason to be a Val Nefesh Yachmer. But again, the point is that as it relates to the Iker Halacha, it would seem for the Noi Yehuda, again, we started off, it's Machlekes Rishayim, then it became Machlekes Achrayim. And now, but what happened to the Shulchan Aruch? It seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, and the one Mahalach, a Klar Mahalach from the Poisek Adar of Moshe would seem that as it relates to glycerin, for sure, the Halacha is Lakula, like the Rambam and the Rima Gash, like the Noi Yehuda wrote in his Tshuva, not like the Rashba and the Ravid. Yeah.